I was 20 years old, and I was with seven friends. And our main purpose for coming to Munich was to go to the Oktoberfest. At 10 p.m., myself with five other people, my friends that I had came to Munich with, we met across the street from the main entrance to the Oktoberfest. We had decided to stay, and we continued. We then proceeded back across the street, and that's when the bomb happened. After it happened, I knew that I survived whatever it was. I didn't realize what it was at the time. I took off running to get out of the people, the crowd, and turned around and saw many wounded people, and then eventually walked back out to find my friends and to see what happened to them. Along the street at that time, there was no fences or anything back then like there is now. And so I could look out in between those onto the street, and I could see people injured out there. So I turned back around towards where I had run from, and everything slowed down to a crawl. It's like everyone was moving in slow motion. So I stood there for a little bit. How long I stood there, I don't have any idea. Like I said, it just time slowed right just to a crawl. Eventually, I went back into the crowd to find my friends, and I found them. They were all gathered around. The married gentleman was sitting on the ground, and he was bleeding quite bad. Not anything where it was gushing out, but you could see he had taken a lot of shrapnel. He was the closest. From what I can figure, where I was at in the line, I was probably only, I'd say, 5 to 7 meters from it when it went off. And so with six of us walking in the line, he had to be quite close. Had been injured. As I was standing off to the side, I took the opportunity to pull my pant leg up, and no blood anywhere. So I pulled that down to see what had happened, and a piece of a metal screw had gone in the side of my calf about midway down. Traveled under the skin for maybe an inch, and then it got to the surface, and it tore across the front of my calf. And the screw stopped right at the bone. It didn't hit the bone, but it stopped right at it. It didn't hurt to walk. The only immediate thing that I can remember is that I couldn't hear. To communicate, someone would have to get like right up next to my ear and just literally scream so that I could hear them a little bit, and told me that they had room in one of the ambulances.